Letem Jigsaw, mutation first. Letek be a finite extension of QP and O a ring of integers. And fix a uniformizer of O and let KF be a lazy field. And Z be a connected split reductive group over O, and K is the overhead point of G, and I also use the same letter G for F-varied point, the group of F-varied points for G. And fix and fix a Boolean subgroup of G. Here T is a maximal torus. And U is an impotent radical. And so, today I will talk about compact induction from Lewis representation of K. So, sorry. Let V be a Lewis representation of K and define the compact induction from V to G as usual. So this is subspace of function from G to V such that this satisfies. But today I want to talk about the structure of this representation. Mainly V over FP bar. But why this is interesting? So if a irreducible smooth representation G is given, then we can take a irreducible K sub-representation and by the Frobenius reciprocity we have a non-trivial map from compact induction to pi, but because pi is assumed to be irreducible, so this is surjective. So if you know the structure of this representation, then you can know something about this representation. And also, if representation is over FP bar, then it's classical that V you can classify irreducible K representations, and so using the knowledge of the structure of this representation, so we can get some classification theorem. But it's not a full classification, but a module super singular representation. I will give the definition of super singular later. So, in the case of GL2, this is and for GLN, this is one by Florian. よっこいしょ。Anyway, this is why I want to, this is why this representation is interesting. So, let HGV be a set algebra of this. So the endomorphic ring of this representation and it is known that by the probability recursion it's equal isomorphic to this is the endomorphic ring of V as a vector space and it satisfies the following condition. And of course this ring up, this compact induction, compactly induced representation. Yes. Sorry? Oh! Yeah, it's very interesting. At the end of the day, I will talk about the representation of FP bar, so characteristic P field. But before that, I will talk about what happened in the case of characteristic zero. So, and assume that V is a trivial representation. So, let phi be a homomorphism from this Hecke algebra to C. Then, we need the following fact. So, there exists some character which is trivial on all valid points of P, such that this compact induction tensor, this one-dimensional character, and V is trivial. Then, it is isomorphic to a normalized induction from phi zero. So, this is the case of over characteristic zero field. よっこいしょ。ん？これが上がらないのか。It's difficult to use this blackboard. Maybe I should not use this one. Anyway, so what is chi zero? Chi zero is given by the following. So we have a Satake isomorphism. Which claims that the Hecke algebra is isomorphic to the Hecke algebra of T, but the double invariant of Hecke algebra of T. So this from this this is equal to, of course, this one. And this is associated to this, but because we have this double fixed part, so it's this divided by W, and so of course there is a surjection. From here to here, and here is chi, here is chi zero, and this is the dominant one. So this is how to choose chi zero. So this is a story of over characteristic zero field. But so, as in the title today, I'll talk about what happened in the case of characteristic field. So if you want to follow this story over characteristic zero field, first you want to generalize. You want to get some analogous of Satake transform, and so actually this is done by Florian, and I want to review this. I want to review his theory. So, but first I will recall Satake transform over C. So this was defined by the following, from here to here. So take phi. Phi is a function on G, which such as, I already did it, but some condition and the support of phi is compact, and sends the following. And C maps to which so some modular function times some integral. Delta is a modular function. So this was the definition of the Satake transform for over characteristic zero field. But if you consider the field of characteristic P field, we have no hard measure, so we have no modular function. And also we have no hard measure, so we have no integral, but this integral is almost the summation, so you can replace this one to the some summation. Then you got a definition of modulo P. Satake transform. Okay, so it's due to Florian. Let's define the homomorphism from HGB to HT VU. Here, VU is a co-invariant. And it is known that it's a classical one, but the dimension of this one is 1, so this is just a vector set, and the definition is given by the following. So as well, first you delete this function, and second you replace this integral to this summation. And それ引いて。サイの。Here project means a conical projection from V2 VU. Then this defines a linear homomorphism from VU to VU, and then so this function defines the element of this Hecke algebra. And Florian proved that this Sataki transform is injective. So this is the same as in the case of over character zero fields, but also Florian proved that this is this Hecke algebra is a localization of fractional link of this algebra. So that algebra homomorphism from HGV to FP bar it contains this Hecke algebra. And this is not the same as in the case of character zero. In the character zero case, if you have some character from algebra homomorphism from here to here, then you can get some here. But in the modulo p character p case, some of homomorphism from here to here corresponds to character of t, but some of does not. So it's about this. So and I have some examples. So let G be a PGL2 and take a phi so that it supports it. Here and denote this element by t, and so let tau c is an element of a Hecke algebra. I take v to trivial representation from. Co-invariant is also trivial representation, and such that its support is on here. Then, if you calculate the particular. So directly you get this is tau t plus q tau t inverse. Q is a number of vertices. But because I next character p, so this is zero, so this is tau t. And note that, so if you multiply modular function, a square root of modular function, then this becomes root of q times tau t plus tau t inverse. So this is a double invariant. This is double invariant. So then this is a classical static transform. So from the classical one, some power of q is multiplied, and but we are in character t, so this becomes vanished. So and so in this case, HV is isomorphic to a polynomial ring generated by phi, and also generated by tau t, and this is a subring of algebra generated by tau t and tau t inverse. Tau t inverse is tau t equals to tau t inverse, and it is, this is a thick algebra of t. So in this case, algebra homism from here to ft bar is parameterized by an element of ft bar, but from here to ft bar is parameterized by element of ft bar, but it's non-zero, so this is if you consider algebra homism from here to here, defined by phi to tau t to zero, then it doesn't correspond to the character of t. But some of if tau t does not go to if tau t goes to non-zero element, then it gives some character of t, so there's a possibility to extend the formula of character zero case, and I will talk about this. But before to go further, I also define partial static transform. Let T be a Hilbert subgroup containing B, and Mn is a Lebesgue decomposition such that M contains T. Then we can define a partial static transform by the same way, and also in this case we know that Vn is irreducible M module representation, and also we have some kind of chain rule, so in particular this is also injective. So now I will go further. So First, irreducible representation of K, K was overt point of G, is already factored through canonical map from G to this finite group. Because the representation over T bar. So, the classification, irreducible representation of K corresponds to irreducible representation of G, Ks. And, assume that, so this is just for simplicity. The derived group of G is simply connected. Then all irreducible representation of this finite group is a restriction of restriction of algebraic representation of GK bar. So it's parameterized by it is parameterized its lowest weight. So under this assumption, we can attach for V to some lowest weight nu. And also, and also, for using this lowest weight, so assume that if, so let V be a representation of K and take a lowest weight nu, then define pi V by the following, but here I forget to define this. Pi is a set of simple roots. And pi B is a subset of pi, which satisfies, which orthogonal to nu. So in some sense, this measures the singularity of V and, or singularity of nu. And so for example, if pi is trivial representation, then pi V is 4 pi. Okay, so now I will talk, state a theorem which compares the compact induction and the parabolic induction. So first comparison theorem is given by Lorian, which states the following. Assume that chi a homomorphism chi factored through partial static transform, and also assume that pi d is contained in pi m. Then this compact induction is isomorphic to this parabolic induction. This is flow by Floria. Morphis, canonical morphis is from left hand side to right hand side. We have, if you consider the space of homomorphisms from here to M cut K. Yeah, then by the homomorphic reciprocity law, it's of course called to V to this one, but as a representation of K, this is equal to this one, so this is atmosphere, this one, and also using the reciprocity of this functor, you have like this, and here n acts trivially, so this factor is covariant. And it's isomorphic to m cut k no. This and the ring using from reciprocity, and there is of course identity map, so we have something here. So this gives a homomorphism from HGB, also OxD equivalent, but also HGB equivalent, and this gives a isomorphism of this. If without the assumption on pi b and pi m, pi m, this homomorphism is always injective, but without this assumption, it is not surjective. And also, here I assume that g is split, but more general g and special k. Binner and Neal proved that some kind of this theorem recently. But I'm sorry I didn't mention. And also, we cannot remove the assumption on this one. So for example, again, let G be a PGL2, and V is trivial. So in this case, so pi B is, so P is Borel, and pi B is whole pi. So pi M is empty set, so this is not satisfied in this case. And as I said, HGB is isomorphic to this one, and we have chi from here to here, and let lambda be an image of tau t. In this case, the right hand side is right hand side of this theorem is just a principal series from this. From this character, and if lambda is not equal to 1, then left hand side is isomorphic to this. The predictor, so this theorem holds for lambda is not equal to 1, but if lambda is 1, these are not isomorphic to each other. So in this case, the left hand side is in this representation from trivial representation, and so this has obviously contains the trivial representation as a separate representation, but and the quotient is called the Steinberg representation, but the right hand side is has a trivial representation as a quotient and contains a Steinberg representation as a sub-representation, and it's then not isomorphic to each other. So this is what happened in the case of PGL2, but so in this case, so this means that this theorem does not hold, but for generic chi, this theorem also holds, and even if it doesn't hold, the composition factors of this one are the same, and these claims are generalized to for any G. So I will say next theorem. And the next theorem is first proved by Florian for some under some assumption, and proved by me for full generality, that if if the following for let lambda be a co-character of T, then define a pi tau lambda of tau lambda is an element of this Hecke algebra such that tau lambda is its support is here, and also the value at lambda pi is identity, and assume that if for any alpha in pi b set minus pi m, so under the assumption of theorem 1, this is actually empty, but if it is not empty, but if chi satisfies this assumption, then the same thing holds. Sorry, again.
you come.
So this is a case of generic chi. And also, if chi, for any chi, you have the following. Sorry. There exists filtration. The left hand side and right hand side. Such that for some permutation of 0, 1, 2 to the R, such that its graded piece are isomorphic. So in particular, assume that P is equal to B. Then this compact induction has a finite length. And composition factors is equal to composition factors of right hand side. Because by the result of Gross-Kern and Florian, this has a finite length, and so using this and this statement, we can use this one. And also, these are actually multiplicative. Actually, we can prove a little bit more explicit. So, for example, R is a power of 2 and given by this. And also, and this Ji is given explicitly. I will talk about some proof of theorems, but the proof of theorem 1 and theorem 2 is mainly due to Florian, so I want to talk about the proof of 33. So, it is sufficient to show that this is free as HMV module. So because these are isomorphic to or generic chi, so if you specialize some chi, then if you have a freeness, then you can get such comparison of composition factors. And first recall that we have a map. From here to here, and this is injective for B, and if we show the following two, notation. So we have a Biot decomposition and so using this decomposition define a subset of this one by like this, and also we define the similar way to XW, and Y be the image of this map intersection X greater than W. Then the freeness follows from the following two statements. One is if first this is free, and second, the success quotient of this filtration is equal to something like this. It's not important, but I will. Then, because this is functions on this Brewer cell, so if valid, this one is free, then this is automatically free, and so this implies this is free, and this the standard is given by this situation, so this implies this is free. But we cannot this, actually I cannot this prove this one. This one, so I think this is true, but I cannot prove. And I think it is not true in general. So, but there is some nice quotient of this algebra such that if you base change to this quotient R, that satisfies the above two statements. Then, we can prove this one is free R module. And this implies theorem 3. This is outline of the proof. In the rest of time, I want to talk about the application or classification of initial representations. So, let pi be irreducible admissible representation of G over C bar, and I be a homomorphism from here to here, and equal chi Sataki parameter of pi, or maybe the Kagan value. If chi is an eigenvalue of this module. So this is a left module of this algebra. So this makes sense. And also, using this notation, the supersingularity is defined as following. So, pi is called supersingular if and only if, or any Sataki parameter on pi does not factor through partial Sataki transform. Of course, p is not equal to g. This is the definition of supersingularity, and we have the following crash consensus theory. This is a generalization of the case of GLN. That if sigma is a irreducible representation, here is admissible representation M, then parabolic induction from here to sigma to G is finite length of finite length. And also for any irreducible admissible representation of G, there exists a unique P containing B and a unique, and there is a unique supersingular representation of A such that pi is a quotient of this parabolic induction. So, if you describe the composition factors of this representation, then the classification, we got the classification, and are? Oh, yeah. finally, if sigma is a super singularly irreducible admitted representation of M, and let omega sigma be a central character, and let pi sigma be a subset of pi, such that image of alpha x is contained in the center of M, and this alpha check and the central character on this subtorus omega sigma is trivial. So this is a subset of pi. Then firstly, this parabolic induction has multiplicity 1, and using subquotient of this representation corresponds to the subset of pi sigma. So there's 1-to-1 correspondence. And of course, this map is given by explicitly. Part 1 is a context sense of part 2 and part 3. Because by part 2, we may assume sigma is super singular, and part 3 says that, in particular, in this representation, is multiplicity. Of finite length. So, part 1 follows from part 2 and part 3. And part 2 is almost direct consequence of theorem 3, because as I said, pi is a quotient of some parabolic compact induction, but almost not a grating, that in some sense the composition factor is of compact induction is almost same as parabolic induction. So from this statement follows. So this is very and part 3 follows from theorem 1 plus theorem 2 plus irreducibility of generalized Steinberg representation. So this is due to Grossi-Kronen and Kronen. And this argument can be found in Florian's paper. Finally, I need some corollary. If pi is irreducible admissible, then pi is super singular if and only if pi is super Cartesian. Super Cartesian means pi is not a subquotient of parabolic induction from a proper parabolic subgroup. And also, I have some corollary because I read the definition, but from the definition of the super singularity, a priori it depends on the choice of K and B and T. K is a hyperspecial group of G, and B is a Borel. So, but super singularity doesn't depend on such choice. So, as a corollary, super singularity that independent on K and B and T. So this is the end of my talk. Thank you very much.